Coming up on the Bible Story Podcast, we step into the burden on Moses as he struggles to see himself intertwined and the leader of the Israelite people. In freeing them from Egypt, we empathize with Moses through these doubts and uncertainties and are encouraged by the response and prophecy of the Lord. Hello, everyone. My name is Braden Pohoch, and my friend over there, I mean, you can't see, but he is over there, is John Drabert. John and I are so excited to be here today, aren't we, John?
We are. The podcast, you know, it's such a blessing to us. I mean, what a cool way to share our faith and God's love to new people around the world.
Totally. It really is a huge blessing. And I mean, if you and I are being honest,
which we always are honest,
we try to do our best. We had no idea that we would be where we are today with this podcast, which is an amazing testament to God's goodness and faithfulness.
You know, I totally agree. And we are a little bit the blind leading the blind here.
I just got new glasses.
You did. But we're still kind of blind leading the blind. Luckily, you know, God's been guiding and guiding us in this entire process. You know, he sees it much better than we do.
It's very true. Okay, John, I have a question for you.
Okay.
And you have to answer this question.
Well, come on.
Now. Yeah.
Really?
Since you always seem to avoid the question somehow until the very end of the podcast.
And that's because I asked the questions.
No, and then
in this
here
podcast.
I am, yeah, answering all your questions willy-nilly, just out of all your ridiculous inquiries, it's my turn.
All right. Okay. I will answer the question. Kind of a tough crowd here this morning, Braden.
Yeah, well, you bet. I mean, I am the only crowd, and I'm feeling particularly tough.
All right. Okay, so here goes nothing, Braden. What is your question today?
Okay. How do you, John, personally know that you are aligned with God or following his prompts? Like this podcast, for instance. I mean, we both stepped into it pretty willingly, but we also have been very intentional about allowing God to guide us in this process. But it could be argued that we're just doing this because we like it. We have fun with it. And I mean, we are naturally superb at it.
Superb, eh? Oh, my goodness. Well, I might disagree a little bit with that superb part, but I do appreciate the question. And even more so because it's such a big question, Braden. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the heads up. And let me give some thought to it. So I think it's all about trust.
Okay.
So every morning, mm-hmm. I pray for my kids, my family, and I ask, Lord, lead and guide all of us. Since I prayed that, you know, I can have trust in God that he's going to lead us, you know? So let me give you a few scenarios. Since I prayed, he's going to lead me throughout the day. Perhaps I find myself in an uncomfortable situation. I trust God to lead and guide. Perhaps I find myself in a compromising situation. I can trust God to lead and guide me out of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, or maybe I need some wisdom, some words of wisdom for somebody.
You need lots.
Like for my friend Braden. You know, I can trust God to prompt me. If we work hard at following God's leading and trusting him, 9 times out of 10, you know, we're going to be in the right place. He's going to lead and guide us. But there's a lot more I could speak on this. I think the biggest takeaway, though, is it's more about God's action in our lives than our action to God. So God is the one leading and guiding. We simply got to follow.
That's really good. I appreciate that thoughtful answer, John. I mean,
you're welcome.
I sometimes find myself in moments or pockets of doubt. Now, it isn't doubt at God's existence or, you know, the power of God, but I sometimes seem to doubt, you know, that he would want to include me in this giant plan.
You know, I totally get that. I think we can feel that way when we are, you know, overwhelmed at the immensity and the enormity of God. You know, he's pretty big. Also, you know, when we follow God, we don't get to know how our day will work out. You know, we have to trust him to lead and guide us. It takes faith to trust God to lead, guide us. If we had no doubt, Braden, guess what?
What?
we would have no need for faith.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to be in a loving relationship with him. He invites our doubts so that we can grow in our faith. And because of that faith, we can join him in his work.
Mm.
So not that he needs us to complete his work, but he invites us to join him and in that work. And that's done out of love for us.
It's so amazing. Like, you know, he's inviting us into it, something that, I mean, we obviously can't accomplish without him. It very well said, John. Well done.
Well, thank you. I so appreciate that. I'm just going to let that go straight to my head now.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later. Okay.
What?
I often think if it were on my own doing, you know, following my own promptings or feelings, you know, my life would look so different. I don't know if it would look worse, but I do know that it would be different.
It would look worse.
I mean, maybe.
Okay.
God has led me into so many unbelievable opportunities and friendships that I don't think I would have pursued if it wasn't for him. You know what, John? It would look worse because we might not have met.
That's right. I'm going to let that go to my head too.
Okay, we're really going to touch on that later.
What? Well, and you know, Braden, those things that you're talking about, they're not mm-hmm. always easy to say yes to.
Mm-hmm.
We see where we can make mistakes or maybe fall short. But, you know, it's in that where God gets the glory. It's in our imperfections and shortcomings that, you know, he lifts us up. And then we get to lift him up in praise.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I often doubt my own ability, you know, but when I'm able to set that aside and remind myself of the goodness and fullness of God, it definitely helps with the nervousness.
Okay, Braden. Question for you, my dear friend.
Okay. Yes, John, you seem very serious about this for
some
reason.
Well, we kind of jumped into the deep end here a little bit this morning.
I like to do that from time to time.
Do you remember the story part of this podcast? I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I could talk about this all day. It's a lot of fun. But does this tie into the story of Moses at all? Or are you just like curious?
Right. Oh, John, no. John, I forgot to introduce the story. Like, but this connects. Like, don't worry.
Okay.
I know I go on random tangents all the time, but this one is less random and it has a purpose.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I believe you, but Braden.
Yep.
Still no story.
Right. No. Okay. Yeah. No, you're right. Okay. We're continuing on our story of Moses today, Exodus 5. 23 to chapter 6, verse 30. Now, our topic for today is times of doubt. See, doubt, the thing we were just talking about.
I get where you're going with this.
Yeah. So, John, would you do me a favor and recap in 30 seconds or less, a challenge, where we are at in the story of Moses right now, thus far?
I can say very few things in 30 seconds or less, but I'll do my best.
Okay.
All right. So Moses is a grown man.
Mm-hmm.
He is asking Pharaoh permission for the Israelites to go and worship God in the wilderness. And then God has called him for the purpose of rescuing the Israelites from slavery to the Egyptians. Moses and his brother Aaron, you know, they've been asking the Pharaoh to allow the Israelites people to go, but things have only become more difficult as a result of mm-hmm. their asking. So now, finally, we can't forget the burning bush where God first spoke to Moses and first called him into ministry.
Great. That was well done.
Thank you.
I didn't time you. So
30 seconds.
Well, I don't know.
It was under 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, there goes that ego. Getting bigger. Okay.
Oh, dear.
Thank you, friend. So as we jump into scripture today, Aaron and Moses have gone, you know, back and forth to Pharaoh. Moses at this point is pretty upset. The plan was... emphasis on the was going so
was.
Well. And the promise that God made to free them from slavery, I mean, it seemed to be happening, but quickly came to a halt.
Right. So Moses seems pretty let down by it all.
Yeah.
Frustrated as all get out with God.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very end of Exodus 5, it says this, verse 23, chapter 5 of the book of Exodus, it says, "For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name," that's Moses speaking,
mm-hmm.
"for since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people, and you have not delivered your people at all."
Yeah, Moses is talking right out of anger. You know, he's putting this anger on God. I believe Here, Moses is confused and angry and hurt. He is 100% calling God out. He's blaming him, you know, saying that God has not held up his end of the bargain, his end of the promise.
He totally is. I mean, I understand where Moses is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It would be so difficult to be him in his shoes right now, or sandals, maybe I should say. Now, he's expecting something, and, you know, he was even told directly from God the outcome. However, it isn't going the way Moses had expected.
Right, which happens to all of us. You know, if I feel like I am following the prompting of God, I still have moments of wondering, you know, at what point is God going to show up or make some sort of, like, boof, entrance, you know?
That was a huge entrance.
That was a huge entrance.
A little bit anticlimactic, but we'll work on the entrance.
Yeah, well, I tried. Okay, but the truth is, he's continuously there. That's why the entrance is anticlimactic, because he's always there.
Good point.
In a big way. But it's just whether or not, you know, I recognize that, or, you know, just as Moses, like, I'm also vulnerable to weighing my expectations against God's promptings and becoming upset or frustrated when it doesn't work out the way that I had planned it or thought it would.
That's, you know, that's a great point. You know, it's the difference between stepping into God's plan and fully understanding it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God was very clear about the call for Moses to free.
Harder to be more clear than a burning bush.
Pretty good. Another good point, you know. But God's call was for Moses and to free the Israelites. But he didn't necessarily leave him with, you know, a step-by-step guide that we would get from IKEA to build furniture, right?
Exactly what I was thinking, an IKEA guide.
But, you know, it would have been ideal if, you know, he had a play-by-play book, but totally. He didn't have that at all.
Yeah, this section of scripture, it's really interesting too, actually. So, we see Moses, seemingly out of frustration, confront God twice. He kind of asks God the same question twice. He says to God, how and why would Pharaoh listen to me? You know, he's saying, what would make Pharaoh listen to me?
And he mentions that Pharaoh has yet to listen to him and Aaron, even though they have visited him several times at this up to this point and asked to take the Israelites into the wilderness to pray.
Yeah, and Moses also speaks to his difficulty of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Ironic sentence. which we mentioned in a previous episode. So Moses had a speech impediment, possibly a stutter, and therefore speaking to royalty or crowds or anything like this type of scenario would have been very difficult to him. So he's also saying, like, God, you're kind of setting me up for failure, or at least is how he feels.
Yeah. So when Moses asks God, why would Pharaoh listen to him? We see him directly struggling with the doubt in his ability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he never doubts the existence or power of God. He does, however, seem to be struggling, you know, with the bigger plan that God has and where his role in all of its, you know, it's where it starts and ends.
A good point. I think God speaks to this too. So we see God in chapter 6, verse 14 to 28. It's kind of this chunk of scripture. He reaffirms his promises. This chunk of scripture kind of goes through the lineage and family line of Moses. And God's not just speaking to the promises that he made to Moses, but the promises that have been passed down generation to generation, man to man, starting at Abraham.
You know, it's pretty intricate when mm-hmm. we get to see it through all of that. You know, I mean, Moses is an important guy for sure, right? We learn and read about him a lot.
Totally.
We see, however, he was a very specific piece in a larger plan, in a master plan.
Right.
A plan that was, you know, designed in its perfection by God. And, you know, we are invited into that as well, in our imperfection.
Mm-hmm. That's great. It's so interesting to think it, you know, about it in that kind of linear way, like a timeline. You know, we see obedience, not just in Moses, but in the genealogy or the family members that came before him, obedient to God in the small things and in the big asks.
Now, I'm sure Moses was not the only one to doubt his part in it all. You know, I'm sure there was others.
Absolutely. John, okay, so you would say you know me pretty well to this point. I mean, you would say that, right?
Yes, I would say that.
Okay, yeah, I mean, we've been friends for like five or 6 years, I think, so.
Yes, Braden, okay. I would say I know you extremely well.
Thank you.
I mean, unless all of the conversations that you and I have had were, you know, just a bunch of lies, you know.
Right. No.
But you're an honest fellow, and I try to do my best to follow suit, so.
Okay,
I mean,
perfect. Okay, so okay. I have to be honest here, too. Okay,
thank you.
So,
thank you for being honest.
You're welcome. So, another moment of honesty, and correct me if I'm wrong, John, but I'm going to, I mean, speak on your behalf and throw you under the bus a little bit here, but I think you and I think alike just every once in a while, you know, just every so often we think the same.
That's very fair. We do have similar thought patterns. We may be distracted by the similar things or thoughts.
Shiny objects.
Yes. You know, I'm not real sure where you're going with all of this, but, you know, I am intrigued. I am curious, a little nervous. Maybe you're going to say something about me.
Well, okay, so hear me out. It is going to be about you, but about both of us.
Okay.
You and I, we've both spoken privately, and I think on this podcast from time to time about pride. We both enjoy big dreams, you know, interesting and novel ideas, and find gratitude and passion in our jobs here at Covenant Bay Bible Camp.
Yeah, we do. And I am in total agreeance so far.
Well, perfect. Okay, so could you imagine, John, like just imagine for a second how big our egos would get. We'd suffocate the room, I'm sure. If we never felt like we were a fish out of water, if we thought, man, no matter what issue, problem, or challenge comes our way, that like somehow you and I would be able to navigate that problem without any help.
Oh, man. I mean, that would not be a good scenario for either of us.
It would not be.
And you're totally right. You don't always tend to be the most... We don't always tend to be the most humble of individuals.
All right. Wow, that unfortunately, hey, yeah, we don't... I don't think we do this in boastful pride, at least not all of the time.
No.
I think just our excitement and dreams get ahead of us, you know? And I know for me, I can forget to consider these two things. One, if this is, you know, God's plan or prompt, and two, if this is his plan, then where do I fit into his plan rather than me fitting him into my plan? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm definitely mowing what you're growing. I'm catching what you're pitching. You know, I'm eating what you're cooking.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense, Braden.
Yeah,
totally
you've
makes sense.
Looked those up on the internet before, I can tell.
All right, I'm just trying to be hip like you, man.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen that way.
Okay, so let me know. Are you wondering if Moses was the same as us?
Yeah, I mean, perhaps. So I'm kind of wondering if we, all of us, every person is somewhat that way. I think for me, at least, knowing where I fall short, you know, and the need to rely on God helps me give glory to God. You know, it helps me recognize his power, his divinity, his love, rather than, you know, always and only relying on my own, which obviously falls short.
Yeah, I really like that. I think you're onto something. I'm sure Moses felt fear, anxiety, confused. Mm-hmm. He was confused at moments. Even in the end of this section, he still continues to ask God, you know, all the questions.
Yeah.
Being called to rescue Israel, you know, it was an enormous calling. And yet, in some way, it grounded Moses in God's greatness. Because, you know, God can do great things like rescuing a nation from slavery.
Exactly. And Moses could not have done that without God. I mean, even when Moses is freaking out, which we kind of see him doing here, and accusing God of not showing up or holding his end of the promise, you know, we see God respond so graciously to him by simply reminding him of the plan and of his promises.
Bryn, that's a great segue into our growth tip for today.
Thank you.
Growth tip time.
Growth tip time.
Okay. Remember, the growth tip is a practical way that we all, as a community, can grow in a relationship with God.
Well, what great tip, what great plan have you thought up for us this week, Braden?
Okay, John, I would love to take credit for this one, especially because the person who gets the credit is in the room.
But Braden, it's, you know, it's only the two of us in this room.
Yeah, if I could make cricket noises right now, I would.
you mean it? I get this credit?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah, there goes that ego. Okay, yeah, John, you inspired me earlier this week. In another one of our conversations, we spoke about checking in with God, you know. We asked ourselves how our relationship with him is going. And you mentioned that you often forget to do that or to ask yourself that question until you're not doing so well. So that sparked an idea with me and actually sparked the growth tip for today. So it's a check-in with God. It's a way we can ask ourselves, how is your relationship? Are you feeling full spiritually? Are you growing? Or are you full of doubts like we read about with Moses? And any answer is fine, but it's really important that we know. I actually think that it's so important that we know this answer that we actually just leave it there for this week. There's a lot of ways to continue this growth tip, and we're going to look into that in the next couple weeks. So write down your answers, focus on them, and spend some time in prayer about them.
Well, Braden, I'm glad I inspired this growth tip for you, and yeah, it's a really great idea. It's awesome. We really have gotten to know each other quite well, and Braden, I just want you to know I'm blessed to be your friend and co-host.
Oh, thank you, John. And I agree. I send the same sentiments back to you. Just another, you know, wonderful example of the path that my life has taken with God. I certainly would not be here in this spot recording this podcast with you today if it weren't for him.
Well, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, be sure to see more of us through Instagram at Bible Story Pod. I am working on making it a place for us to connect and grow as a community. And subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you like to listen from.
Thanks for joining us. We look forward to connecting with you next week. Until then, take care. Have you ever wanted to do the opposite of what someone told you? Was your heart hard and angry?
Coming up on the Bible Story Podcast, we will learn the value of having a soft and harmonious heart. Coming up on the Bible Story Podcast, we step into the burden on Moses as he struggles to see himself intertwined and the leader of the Israelite people. In freeing them from Egypt, we empathize with Moses through these doubts and uncertainties and are encouraged by the response and prophecy of the Lord.